What happens when two deeply wounded people collide? Pretend explores this question through a dark military romance that has captivated readers worldwide. The story centers on Dagon Hannibal, a legendary Navy SEAL sniper with a scarred face hidden behind a skull mask, and Alessia Valentine, an intelligence officer whose life is threatened by an unknown stalker. Their connection begins as a professional assignment, but quickly spirals into something far more complex and dangerous. What makes this story so compelling isn't just the steamy romance, but how it unflinchingly examines trauma, obsession, and the masks we wear to protect our vulnerabilities. In a world where we're all pretending in some way, what happens when two people stop pretending with each other? Dagon Hannibal is a man defined by trauma. At 5, he discovered his mother after her Valentine's Day suicide. Later, as a prisoner of war, he endured torture that permanently scarred his face. These experiences transformed him into Operator Creature, a legendary sniper who feels nothing while watching targets. His nights feature nightmares of the surgeon cutting his face while he laughs, taunting, "I have no breaking point." At 34, Dagon is addicted to war's adrenaline, bourbon, painkillers, and meaningless sex. When Admiral Ravenmore assigns him to protect stepdaughter Alessia, no one knows Dagon is already obsessed with her, watching through his rifle scope, breaking into her apartment, even taking a lock of her hair. Alessia faces her own struggles, a failing relationship with boyfriend Jack, a strictly professional relationship with her stepfather, and a stalker leaving black daisies and disturbing messages, just a ghost on the wall. When she discovers Jack cheating on her birthday, which only Dagon remembers, she calls the masked SEAL for help, beginning their dangerous entanglement. Pretend becomes the code word allowing Alessia and Dagon to step outside professional boundaries. After discovering her boyfriend's betrayal, Alessia asks Dagon if they can pretend he's not her bodyguard. She simply needs comfort. This request evolves into something far deeper as their relationship grows. When Dagon reveals his scarred face, Alessia calls him beautiful, seeing beyond his physical trauma. This acceptance creates a profound bond, as Dagon has hidden his face since his capture, unable to face rejection like he experienced from his ex-wife Stella. Their relationship becomes defined by pretending. They aren't breaking rules, their connection is purely physical, they aren't falling in love. Under the stars, Dagon confesses, "When I see an airplane, I pretend it's a shooting star and make a wish," revealing vulnerability beneath his hardened exterior. Ironically, their pretending becomes more authentic than the faces they show the world. In moments of raw intimacy, they reveal their true selves. As Dagon eventually admits, "I'm a goddamn liar. I promised I wouldn't fall in love with you." The relationship between Dagon and Alessia balances on the edge between pleasure and pain, consent and obsession. Their encounters feature intense physicality. His knife against her skin, dog tags around her throat, blood mixing with pleasure. During their first intimate moment, when Dagon cuts Alessia slightly, she licks her blood from his blade, embracing his darkness. Having survived extreme torture, Dagon transforms pain into power. He learned that controlling pain can be the only available freedom. His pierced body, scarred face, and statement that it's only fun if someone does get hurt reflect how he sees pleasure and pain as intertwined. For Alessia, submitting to Dagon becomes liberating. Unlike with her ex Jack, where sex felt mechanical, with Dagon she discovers pleasure in surrender and desire in being claimed. When he promises to ruin her for anyone else, she embraces this possession. Their physical relationship symbolizes their emotional journey, building trust through vulnerability, healing through surrender, and connecting through their darkest desires. The fallout from Dagon and Alessia's relationship is swift and severe. As her security detail, Dagon risks his military career by pursuing her, despite Admiral Ravenmore's explicit warning that Alessia was off limits. Their secret unravels when Gera, a fellow officer with a grudge, catches them in an intimate moment. Alessia is recalled to the United States, her promising career tarnished. The shame cuts deeper because of her family's military legacy. Dagon faces Admiral Ravenmore's legendary temper in a meeting that threatens his future. Complicating matters is Dagon's separation from his wife Stella. They've been apart for 18 months following her infidelity and rejection of his battle scars. This transforms their relationship from forbidden to potentially scandalous. Alessia's parting letter reveals her anguish. "I've become everything I swore I'd never be. You're like gravity. I can't help but fall into you." Their separation exposes their emotional dependence. Dagon spirals into darkness, drinking at the bar where they first met. His vulnerability emerges in a confession to his stepbrother. "Alessia left me, just like my mother did. Everyone I love disappears." Dagon's mask serves as a powerful metaphor throughout the story. It physically conceals his torture scars while symbolizing the emotional barriers he's built after his wife Stella rejected his scarred face, calling him a monster. Though he claims not to believe in love, his actions toward Alessia reveal a capacity for devotion that contradicts his cynical facade. Alessia wears her own masks, the professional face for her stepfather, the perfect girlfriend role with Jack despite his mistreatment, and the strong woman who insists she doesn't need protection. As she shows Dagon her vulnerability, these masks gradually fall away. True intimacy requires revealing our scars. When Alessia removes Dagon's mask and calls him beautiful, she offers acceptance that begins healing his deepest wounds. Similarly, Dagon tells her, "You don't need fixing. You need to embrace your broken pieces, which make you divine and powerful," encouraging her to stop hiding imperfections. Their relationship transforms them both because they allow each other to see what they hide from the world. As Dagon reflects, Alessia feels like a new beginning, a fresh start after a horrible journey I thought would never end. The story ends with poignant uncertainty as Dagon prepares to capture the surgeon who once tortured him. Before leaving, he calls Alessia Mrs. Hannibal, though unwed, and jokes about pregnancy words carrying hope against looming danger. At the airfield, Alessia watches each of Dagon's brothers in arms board the plane, carrying the weight of past missions with every step. The operation collapses into catastrophe. Walking into a trap, Kane takes two bullets protecting Grimm, his final words lost to gunfire. The team fights on as hope diminishes, each man sensing their possible end. This cliffhanger exposes what military families endure. Through Alessia, we feel the unique pain of loving someone in service, how "see you soon" becomes heavy with doubt, how each farewell might be final, how love itself requires courage. In both love and war, courage isn't fearlessness, it's perseverance despite fear. Pretend ultimately suggests that abandoning pretense and revealing our true, scarred selves creates the possibility for healing love.